and welcome to the Canadian Baseball Network podcast. My name is Peter Bean, and I'll be your host. In this episode, we talk to Greg Hamilton of Baseball Canada about the Junior National Team. The Junior National Team is made up of the best high school-aged 18 and under baseball players in Canada. They travel across the globe showcasing top Canadian baseball talent. Many of the players told me in their interviews about how enriching the junior team experience is, so I wanted to bring Greg on the show to discuss the program in more depth. So here's my discussion with Greg Hamilton about the Canadian Junior National Team.
Thanks again for being back on the show, Greg.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Now, I'd like to talk about the Junior National Team today. During my interviews with this year's drafted Canadians, we talked a lot about their Junior National Team experiences. So I wanted to have you on the show to give our listeners an overview of the program. And I thought we'd start with where it came from. So can you tell us how it all got started?
Well, I mean, the Junior National Program's been around for quite a few years, I guess, sort of in its kind of current format. Kind of the initiation phase would have been in 1999 when we kind of looked at avenues to increase exposure and to try to really counteract the challenges that you face in Canada weather-wise and from the perspective of, you know, exposing your better young talent to higher-level competition. And what we sort of looked at was the opportunity to participate against extended professional players and instructional league players in a really, you know, competitive but quality training environment. So we sort of looked at going to Florida and created a partnership with Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports, and that's kind of been going from there. And we've expanded that to a Dominican trip and the Dominican Summer League and also to a trip to St. Pete where we play against the professional clubs as well.
Who are some of the notable alumni from the Junior National Team program?
Well, I guess we go back to 99, the first year that we kind of played beyond what we call the traditional training camp and sort of pre-world tour and then world championship environment and added the extended spring trip to Disney. That trip had Justin Morneau on it and Jeff Francis was on that club. And you know, you kind of go through the years, the program's alumni would extend through Jason Bay and, you know, Brett Laurie and Russell Martin and, you know, Mike Saunders, most, you know, Ryan Dempster, most of the guys that, you know, have come through and gone on to play at the major league level, the vast majority anyway, have come through the program over the years.
Now, how does this program specifically give these kids an added edge, or I guess help them out to compete with the American kids who are playing all year round?
Well, I think, you know, I guess to kind of highlight how it goes, I mean, kids that participate in the program annually would play a fall instruction league schedule in October, play 12 plus games against professional teams in Florida. You know, it's really an instructional league environment where we practice for 2.5 hours in the morning, and then we play literally in the instructional league and are scheduled in there for a 12-day period. So you're playing against the Braves and the Tigers and the Nationals and all the different clubs in the Florida Instructional League and the Blue Jays. And you know, we do the same thing the end of February, early March over in St. Pete at Al Lang, and we come back and do the extended spring in April, and then we go down and play in the Dominican Summer League against the Dominican Academy, you know, the professional clubs down there. So what it does is I think it takes high school kids and puts them into a professional environment, both from the perspective of what a pro player goes through at the entry level of the system in terms of preparation, what a typical day is like, what a typical week is like, and exposes them to that level of talent. You know, obviously the instructional league being kind of the upper end of the talent that we play against, but you know, to take high school kids using wood bats and playing against professional competition, they have to deal with velocity if they're hitters and obviously movement and breaking pitches that they haven't seen before and you know, really have to, you know, from a positional perspective, you have to be able to deal with the speed of the game going up dramatically and you know, certainly from a pitching perspective, you have to, you know, deal with the reality that for the first time probably in your life, guys can handle and manage your fastball with relative ease, and you have to learn how to pitch and locate and do those sorts of things. So I think putting those kids in that environment, they get a pretty good sense on what it takes to be a professional player physically, what it takes to be a professional player from a preparation perspective, what you go through day in and day out as a professional player at the entry-level side of the game. And I think, you know, takes a little bit of the you know, sort of that intimidation factor away for kids in the sense of realizing that, hey, I may be a little bit behind right now, but as they go through the cycle and they play for an extended period of time, they realize that, hey, they can compete and it's not going to be easy, but, you know, certainly have the abilities to potentially get to that level if they apply themselves and continue to move forward.
Okay, let's talk about the 2013 season so far. Start with the spring training tour. How did the juniors fare against the MLB extended spring training clubs?
We compete. I'd have to look back to see what our actual record is. We really don't, get caught up in the actual record and trying to win and lose, winning games. We really go down there from a development perspective and try to get kids better, young players better, and expose them to, again, the speed of the game that exists when you're playing against professional competition. And we look for progression. We look for a kid that's progressing, and hopefully our goal is to get the most talented kids in the country, the tools-type kids in the game, get them into the program as early as possible. And we take kids, it really isn't a bottom age sort of floor in terms of when we get a kid in, although, usually it's 14, 15 would be kind of the youngest kids, and those kids would be in the program for 3 or 4 years, and you look at a Brett Laurie or a Gareth Morgan that's coming through, and players of that nature, they get 4 years of playing against professional competition. So you're looking for kids to get better, to progress, and that's really our goal. There's really, in the overall context of the program, there's really only one time frame where, we worry about winning and losing, and that would be the World Junior Championships, which would come at the end of the annual schedule. And this year we're off to Taiwan for the World Junior. And when we get to that point, obviously, you're trying to win when you go play in the World Championships. But everything we do leading up to that and throughout the course of the year would be about development and trying to get players to the next level, whether that's the college baseball or professional baseball, and then ultimately in our world ready to play in the World Championships for 20 players.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about the Dominican Summer League. The players that I talked to, they all love this experience. There's some really great feedback about it. With regards to the draft and kids getting drafted, would you say that this is the biggest one of the year for them, their last chance to showcase?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the biggest trip in the sense of the draft, because probably the April trip would from a club perspective in terms of the depth of the scouting presence being there and the timing in relation to the draft, that's probably the most significant trip that we take for kids. But I think it's probably the most significant trip from a development perspective, and for scouts that do follow kids down to the island, which there are more than a few, I've always felt that if a high school kid from Canada can go down to the Dominican and literally be out in the jungle and compete against professional players as a high school player, deal with all the challenges that you deal with being completely outside of your element, that really gives you a big tick in the intangibles box and your ability to survive. And I think, those that go through it will tell you that, day in and day out, the professional baseball world has a lot to do with survival in many ways. And the ability to deal with adversity and the ability to create separation and really, really battle and fight through things. And that's what the Dominican trip does. I mean, we're playing pro players, really our peer group down there in many ways in the various organizations, but completely out of their comfort zone. I mean, it's one thing to go to Florida or Arizona or California and play baseball as a Canadian. Yeah, it's certainly exciting. It's certainly not home, but there are in many ways, pretty much the majority of the amenities that they have and at home and the comfort zone is for the most part there. But when you go down to the Dominican, it's you're looking to your left and right and nothing's familiar. And it's hot, really, really hot. And we play a lot of games down there. And we double up every second day against pro clubs. So I think, again, for those that go down there, I remember, Brett's year, his senior year, I mean, that really was a difference maker in so many ways. And I think, he delivered, but, people went down and watched the fact that he could deliver in that environment. And that really did have a huge significance in the draft, I think, for him in terms of solidifying, obviously, his status in the draft. And it certainly has for others. I mean, the only challenge is it's very close to the draft. So, is it the most significant trip? I think it's the most significant trip from a development perspective and from their development overall, and for those that follow them, it's hugely significant when they go down to watch them. But probably in terms of the overall numbers of scouts that follow, they probably would follow to a greater degree the April trip.
Were there any standout performances that you can remember from either of those two trips?
Well, I think you go back to what Brett did when he was down, and you know, you're talking five home runs and a doubleheader and foul pole to foul pole against the Mariners. We played a 14 innings of baseball in one day against the Mariners, two doubleheaders, and hit five home runs and literally went foul pole to foul pole against professional pitching, and I think you have to look long and far to see somebody go foul pole to foul pole with five home runs at any level of the game, let alone a high school player against professional players. So that would be a very special accomplishment. I think one, again, that you'd have to really dig deep to find a parallel. And Adam Loam was down, back in I think it'd be 2001, if memory serves me correct, and he was very, very dominant in terms of on the pitching side. And he threw, I want to say, about seven innings against the Pirates, and he had about 14 or 15 strikeouts, and gave up no hits. And again, for a Canadian high school junior to go down to the island and dominate that way, Brett certainly did, Adam certainly did, and they would be kind of two performances that in my mind really stand out.
What is the New England Summer Tour?
That's a one-off. We've done it a couple times in the last 5 years. We play against teams in the New England Collegiate Summer Baseball League, so that would be kind of a parallel league, although not on par. I think everybody would still concur that the Cape is sort of the standard, but it's it's not far off, and it's a lot of the franchises have players from U.S. college programs across the states. And so we go down, we play, we play against obviously older kids that are coming out of, first and second year of collegiate experience, or bring first and second year collegiate experience with them. Again, we're high school players playing against older and more experienced players. So it's an opportunity for our guys to, again, be challenged. And then for those that are going to college, it gives them a pretty good reference point on what they're up against.
Now, what about the Canada Games coming up?
Canada Games is it's a multi-sport event. From the baseball perspective, when the Canada Games are on, the year that they would be going on, the baseball portion of it would be, in essence, the Canada Cup, and that would be the top 17 and under kids in Canada. We kind of use it as an entry-level selection vehicle for our fall trip. So we would go, we would watch all 10 provinces. All 10 provinces have teams there, all-star teams there, and it would give us an early look at potential players that we would invite to our October trip. We're going to be down at Disney and playing in the Instructional League again this October 3rd to the 13th. So we'll scout the Canada Cup within the Canada Games this year and identify some players for our October trip, and obviously continue to follow the progress of players leading up to October to supplement or finalize that roster.
Now, in 2013, in the tournaments that you've been to so far, are there any standout performances from some of the kids that recently got drafted that you can remember?
Yeah, we Travis Seabrook, he went obviously drafted in the fifth round by the Orioles this year, big left-hander out of Peterborough, and we play, when we go to the Dominican, Major League Baseball actually has put together, and they sort of manage the delivery of a free agent league down there. So they identify the majority of the top free agent kids that are eligible to sign on July 2nd and in the free agent world draft. And they take the top kids out of the league on the island, so they'd be the top available kids for July 2nd, and we play them the last day of our Dominican trip. So it's a really good cross section of the top up and coming Dominican talent for the free agent signing period. And Travis through this year for us was outstanding. Really somewhat dominant in that game, and with an awful lot of eyes. That game is starting to get a lot of eyes from the scouting world. So it's I think something we're going to continue to partner with MLB on and grow. Really, it's the top Dominican kids versus the top Canadian kids, and we play up in Santo Domingo in the capital, and it's a night game, and Major League Baseball sponsors it, so it's an opportunity for the scouting world to get a look at really the majority of Canada's top players against the top available Dominican talent. So Travis was outstanding in that game, and Gareth Morgan over the last couple of years has really exerted himself. He wasn't able to play this year from a physical perspective, but the last couple of years in that game was a standout and did very well. And Cal Quantrill is another one that has done very well in that environment and pitched tremendously well for us as both a first-year player in our program in the World Championships a year ago, and he's been an outstanding contributor, and he's going to have a wonderful future off to Stanford University. So, there'd be a couple guys certainly pitching-wise that have exerted themselves and separated themselves and shown the ability to compete in the world stage and do very well. And I think, up and coming, you're looking at Gareth Morgan and a kid named Josh Naylor and Mitch Biggers. They'd be three kids that are and Demi Ormoloy out of Ottawa would be three or four kids that certainly physically from a positional perspective are going to be very exciting players for next year's draft and beyond.
What's next for the junior national team?
We will be off to Australia on the 13th of August, and we're going to go over actually to the Australian Baseball Academy, the Junior National Program in Australia. They're up north of Brisbane. They have an academy that's sponsored by MLB, and we're going to go up there. We'll play against the Australian Junior National Team in a series of games. We'll play against a Japanese collegiate team that will be in there in a series of games, work out, and get ready to head off to Taichung, Taiwan for the World Junior Championships, which would begin for us on the 30th of August and finish up on the 8th of September. So we're going to go over and see if we can get one step further than we did last year in Korea. We ended up finishing second to the Americans and won a silver medal, but it's a great feeling, but you'd always like to get one step further, so we're going to see if we can do that this year.
Feeling good about gold?
You know what? We're going to have a good club. We're going to be very competitive, but anytime you're playing against the United States and Cuba and Korea and Taiwan and really the best in the world, it's really in an environment where you have to win day in and day out, it's not a lot of margin, and you just never know, but I think we'll be very competitive.
Do you have any updates on Baseball Canada on a whole? Anything coming up?
Well, we're excited. 2015 will be the Pan American Games, so obviously we're going to try to defend a gold medal at home, which is defending a gold medal in the Pan Am Games is a challenge regardless of where you're doing it, but the opportunity to participate in Toronto and to be the defending gold medalist is something that we're motivated by and excited by. We're going to be in transition, certainly with our roster. We had a real core group of seasoned minor league Canadian players that accomplished something that no other team in our history had done in beating the United States and winning the Pan Am Games gold medal in Mexico a couple of years ago. And we're going to see if we can rework that roster because a lot of those guys are moving forward career-wise and no longer in the game or transitioning out of the game. And we're going to have some young players that we'll have to bring into the program, and we'll have to be pretty active and aggressive here in putting that roster together. But it's going to be fun and exciting.
Looking at the youngest kids that you look at through Baseball Canada and your junior programs, what's the climate like baseball in Canada right now? How's the talent coming up?
I think it's tremendous. I mean, it's there are so many players that have gone on and played professional baseball that are coming back to Canada, getting involved in coaching and involved with traveling programs and working with kids in indoor facilities and academies, that I think it's just really tremendously upping the level of instruction, the level of experience that a kid comes in contact with from a coaching perspective in the formative years, and giving kids an outlet and an opportunity to really learn the game day in and day out. That's making a huge difference. There are a lot of traveling programs now that are existing from coast to coast, and academies that exist in various provinces for kids to play the game day in and day out and learn the game from quality instructors and quality coaches. And the Blue Jays, the Blue Jays have been great. I mean, just running camps across the country and partnering with Baseball Canada and baseball in general, right across the board. They're true partners of baseball and amateur baseball and the growth and development of the game. And they're vested in it and active day-to-day, and they're invaluable sponsors of our junior national program, of all of our programs, both entry-level and elite level through the system. And I think the game is healthy, the game's growing, and we're able to compete for the better athletes in the sport, and I think that's your challenge. I mean, if you want to produce and develop talented players, you have to get athletic kids into your sport, and if you want your sport to be mainstream, you've got to get numbers in general excited about playing your sport. And I think we're pretty successful in both areas in terms of attracting overall numbers, kids that just want to play baseball for the sheer enjoyment of playing the game and the love of the game, and I think we've been pretty successful and are continuing to grow our ability to offer high level baseball or elite baseball and high performance opportunities for kids that have that type of potential to move on into college and professional baseball. So I think if we can stay strong in both those areas and the Blue Jays can stay in tandem with us and in partnership with us, and more and more of the players are coming back and getting involved, whether it be as a result of having their own kids and getting involved that way, or simply looking at it as an avenue and an opportunity to stay in the game and contribute to the game back home by being involved with teams and programs. It's going to continue to grow the game.
All right, Greg, I want to say thanks for coming back on the show, and also thank you for the support of Baseball Canada. We couldn't do what we do without the support that you guys give us, so thank you very much.
Well, both ways. Appreciate it, Peter. Thanks for all the interest. Makes a huge difference.
And that's it for this episode. Thanks to Greg Hamilton and Baseball Canada for their ongoing support. I'd also like to thank Effective Business Video for the production for our show and the Isotopes for the music. If you have a suggestion for our show, please email us at CanadianBaseballNetwork@gmail.com or send us a message on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks again for listening to the Canadian Baseball Network podcast.